Welcome into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, you can always check out VeritasMedical.com. Check out for archived programs there at Veritas Medical. And let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Wade. How are you today?
I am doing very well. Doing very well. Glad to see you back on the Monday program here once again on President's Day, right?
Yes. I was just in D.C. this weekend.
So were you?
I feel kind of special. President's Day and a D.C. trip. There's an integrative conference up there. I got to speak at it. Their main question, the other doctors that asked me to come, was their question was, how do you keep your prices so low?
Yeah.
And what I got to recognize and understand at their practice is they do the green version of pharmaceutical-based medicine.
Sure.
So instead of writing a prescription for everything, their prescription, quote-unquote, that they write is for an IV vitamin or, you know, some kind of natural therapy. That could be acupuncture. It could be chiropractic. It can be lots of different things, which are all great. But they didn't press hardcore on the foundation, which everyone here knows we do, nutrition, hydration, movement, and peace. And so I told them, when you educate, and you have to have the patients buy in and actually do it, which means they need some good support systems in the community, like healthy foods. It's easier for these patients to get well than they stay out of your office. And that kind of blew their mind. I said, my whole goal is to keep people out of the office.
We have learned.
Don't use our services.
We have learned so much over the past several years, actually. Of course, you've been here on the radio show for, I don't know, I think going on your fifth year or something.
Really?
But it's been a while. Time flies.
Three kids ago or something.
But one of the big takeaways has been is that food is your medicine.
Exactly.
And if you're eating garbage in, garbage out,
yep,
you can go to the gym all you want to.
Yep.
But if you don't properly fuel the body with the right kinds of stuff,
exactly,
you're just wasting your time.
Yes. So Sally Fallon, who's the head of the Weston A. Price Foundation, she wrote a book called Nourishing Traditions, a pretty big pillar in the world of nutritional health. Beelined it to me after my presentation and invited me to come give a talk at the Weston A. Price Foundation convention, I think in Dallas in November. And I was honored to say yes. But the reason she beelined it is because she recognized that what we're preaching is food, food, food. And of course, hydration, movement, and peace. I mean, there's four pillars, but the food's key. She was so excited about that because so many of these other integrative doctors are just honed in on all these other, you know, protocols and detox protocols and vitamin drips and all these things, which are fine and good and not going to hurt. But if you focus on that, the patients are going to rely on the doctor to fix them instead of letting your body fix itself, which is the best way. Let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food, and the body will fix itself. So,
right.
Anyways, it was a great conference and just confirmation, I think, that the way we're approaching things, to me, it confirmed to me we're on the right path. We're doing the right thing with the goal of people being well, saving money, and stay out of the doctor's office. So, and a big part of this I mentioned was having some local support, local resources to make this food thing a little bit easier, because it's a challenge because we're all so busy. And it's a challenge because we've forgotten how to cook. I mean, when you look at Sally Fallon's cookbook, Nourishing Traditions, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know what half that stuff is, or much less how to cook it. And the deception that so much nutritional advice that's come out over the past 30 years, 40 years, you know, such as low-fat, eat a low-fat diet.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that ad nauseum. But it's a challenge. It's just a challenge to get food into you and into your family, into your kids in a way, in a consistent way, because we've lost the art of cooking and we're just so busy. So we've got a guest today, a local guest who is doing his part to try to help West Texans, Lubbockites for sure, to be able to eat healthier and in a convenient manner. So we're excited to have Daniel Stanton on our show today to talk to us about what he's doing in the food realm here in Lubbock with Healthy Meals to Go. Some of y'all may know about that place, and it's Daniel took it over, I think, about a year and a half ago. So it's a new and improved, in my opinion. I mean, we'll get into that. But First, we want to just welcome Daniel to the show. Thank you for being here in studio with us today.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. I like to always start with the guest sharing their kind of their testimony or a little bit of their story of how they got to where they are today, because I think that helps people understand, you know, what's your motivation and why are you doing what you're doing and who is this guy and, you know, that kind of thing. So share with us a little bit about your journey in the business world, in the food world, but also your own health journey. I know you have a story there too. So as much or as little of that as you want to share, fine, but just so the audience kind of gets to know you a little better.
So I'm a native Idlewan. So grew up in on a farm and traditional farming out near Idley, Texas. Heckville, if y'all have ever been to Heckville area.
Heckville.
Yeah. I know where it is.
Yes.
I know where it is.
Yeah. So, it's home of a bunch of chickens now. So, but we grew up farming and ranching traditionally like that. Went to Texas Tech and had a dream of being a farmer one day, but business took me other places and have been in the, since that time, I've been in the food industry, restaurant industry for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. And that's took me to a place of, you know, low stress,
right. You got that peace filler down
yes,
pat.
Right. And, you know, found myself with a family and kids, and about 8 years ago, you know, having a weight problem, health problems, different things, and just eating the traditional American diet and standard American diet. And the doctor went to the doctor, and he told me high blood pressure, pre-diabetic, overweight, all the traditional things, started trying to prescribe medicines, and I said, I'm just not going to do that. And it started me on a quest of seeing what I could do it and naturally. And it really didn't even dawn on me at that point that it's what you're putting in your mouth is just like a chemistry factory. You know, it's just whatever you put in, it has reactions.
Right.
So I went the traditional route of exercising a lot and low fat. And you lose a little weight, but you hit a plateau. Started down there looking at other ways that and exploring. I heard your talk on different ways that the, you know, the gut and the reactions of that. I started reading different things with Dr. McCullough, different authors out there. Wheat Belly came about, and started hearing about how, you know, higher fat and moderate protein and low carbs. Mm-hmm. And went down that route, and I lost about 35 pounds in about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of plateaued. And then I started researching further about how to, you know, different types of exercising, not having to do 30, 40, 50 minutes a day and get in high intensity exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And started finding out more about the chemicals and things putting in our body, and making those dietary changes, and I saw more results again. But it was difficult to accumulate the information because you had all these different diet ideas out there. How do you make this simple?
Yeah.
How can you make it simple to get people started? Because that's the number one thing people ask, and I find how to get healthy is what's the first thing I should do?
Right. Yeah.
And so you know, it's easy to say cut out sugar, no bread, and but it's not simple to do that in a lifestyle.
Right.
And so about a year and a half ago, we ran across Healthy Meals to Go, and it wasn't exactly the right macronutrients that we wanted. But over the last year, we've done that. We've created the right macronutrients where you can come into a store, and healthy choices are easy. Where you can at least get started.
Mm-hmm.
And start feeling those results.
Yeah.
And get the right you, Dr. Ben, you've talked about good, better, best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we've approached this store and this food is like it may not be the best, mm-hmm. but it's in that good and better. So you can make those small 1% choices every day.
Yep.
And get on the route where you can start learning.
Mm-hmm.
And start a lot. We want to help people create a lifestyle, not a diet.
Right.
And
I think that's key, because when we go to the diet route, they don't stick to it. Right? I mean, it has to be a life-changing event, and you have to. But again, most people don't know where to begin. They just, yeah, you can go online, but there's a million different answers about how to do that. But I think we have conclusively shown time and time and time again here with Dr. Edwards and talking with subject matter experts in the field, as we usually have a guest on Monday's show, that we keep going back to the gut. We keep going back to the diet. Exercise is an important component. That's fine. But I think Americans have been hoodwinked into thinking that that's the only way to do it. And that is not the case here at all. It's what you're putting in your mouth that is very, very a big key component to all this.
So, and when you start getting those results and you start looking at it over like, what can I start cooking at home? So we can prepare some. My first thing I say for healthy meals is just eat your lunch there. Mm-hmm. Just start 5 days a week, eat your lunch, and then start educating yourself on how you can cook for yourself at home. Mm-hmm. And that's you'll start getting those benefits. All of a sudden you'll start seeing some change. One with businessmen specifically, I was like, if you can just eat our lunch, you won't have that afternoon fog.
Right.
Where you're going to want a Coke or a caffeine, a drink. Mm-hmm. You'll work through it and you'll go, wow, I just worked through the whole afternoon and didn't have that fog. We've created meals that focus on not spiking that insulin, right?
Right.
Keeping that in check so that you don't have those ups and downs. And I had that consistently every afternoon, mm-hmm. just eating a higher carb lunch, and by the afternoon you're just wiped out and unproductive. And
right.
I think this is a good way to start making those life choices that you can keep forever. It's not one that I think you know. You look at Atkins diet and you look at all these different ones that come and go. And what can we do to create habits that you can stick with?
So you come in, I have a question. So you come into Healthy Meals to Go, and I understand the concept originally the way it was set up, and then you purchase it later after they had established themselves here in Lubbock. But you walk in, you take a look at the meals. Did you find that those meals were not up to Daniel Stanton's specs as far as, okay, I want it to even be healthier? Is that what we've done here and changed it from that perspective?
Yes, they had the low-fat mentality. So we turned around, we started adding healthier fats.
Okay.
We took all the omega-6s, the vegetable oils out, and added in the healthy oils.
Like the O3s. The omega-3s.
So okay. We keep that ratio right, the O3-O6 ratios. They had a low, no sodium. Well, we've read salt your way to health, right?
Yeah.
So we added the healthy salts, and so you can get those minerals, because everyone's lacking those minerals.
Not the iodized kind.
That's
the better
correct.
Salts.
The Himalayan. The
right. Table salt is no good, and we want to keep that to a minimum, but what was God's original intent with salt? It has 60 or 70 plus minerals, all those trace minerals. So we need that salt block every day, like our animals do. We do too, and we're not getting it. So getting a good real salt, Himalayan or Celtic, or but you get all the minerals. So yeah, that's a fantastic.
Now, were you
in fact,
on
I prescribed that
I was
to every
say,
patient.
Wait a minute. Were you on some kind of advisory panel here to the Healthy Meals to Go? I mean, because this sounds to me like
I advise
this
everybody. Anybody who listens to this show, they're free to take my advice on salt your way to
no,
health.
No, it's true, right?
Yeah, we need the minerals. I prescribe it to every new patient. You need at least a half to maybe one, depending on the patient, a half to one teaspoon of real salt, not table salt, but real salt, a day. So get it on your food, and restaurants that provide it already in their recipes, that's even better, and then shake it even more on top of that. And at the end of the day, if you don't get it in, then I get out my half teaspoon and
put it in some water.
Put it in some water and shoot it. But yeah,
that's what I do every morning with salt. And you know, I had that high blood pressure tendency was many years ago. Now it's normal, and I don't. I think it doesn't affect that. And I monitor that constantly. I've tried. I love to experiment on myself.
Yeah.
And that's one that I've watched over the time because that book, Salt Way to Health, was very informative.
Yeah, David Brownstein, Dr. Brownstein, he's a great family physician up in Michigan. He's integrative, and he's written a number of good books that are simple. They're short, to the point. There's one on cholesterol. There's one on salt and hormones and arthritis, and he's got probably 10 books. So David Brownstein, Salt Your Way to Health, is the book that we're referring to, and I'd highly recommend it.
So you know, my family has had a history of cancer, and that sent me on a quest of also of what kind of diet can you see a lot of books like The Metabolic Approach to Cancer, Tripping Over the Truth. You start learning about what cancer is, and you say, what if I could eat a diet that can limit my exposure to cancer,
mm-hmm.
and help keep my body in a state that is in a optimum state to fight off in any kind of those genes that are there and keep them from turning on.
Yeah.
And I think you know, that's what we're doing with Healthy Meals. Is like those, when you walk in, it's you can sit there and say, okay, this makes healthy choices easy.
Right.
And then start educating yourself to know what's best for you, and then experiment.
Yeah.
So
what Daniel's talking about is epigenetics, these genes that we get from our mom and dad. Obviously, they're there, but I describe them as books on a bookshelf. And you've got a library full of books on a bookshelf, but what tells that librarian to go to the second shelf, third book from the right, open it up and read page 34, paragraph 2, and I'll do what it says? The instruction or the direction to the librarian, that's all up to us. That's the stuff outside your genes. That's your food, your stress, your hydration, your oxygenation. These genes that we get, even the cancer genes, can be kept turned off. And it's mostly the food that does it. I just had a patient on Facebook send a question in, and I saw it last night, about metformin, which is a drug. It's a diabetes drug. It's been around for a long time. But the article he referenced was that this drug helps reduce cancer risk in diabetic patients. And so should he be on it? And I don't think he was diabetic. But the reason that metformin works to reduce cancer risk is because it turns on a certain metabolic pathway, AMPK. And AMPK helps the cell make energy in a good way. So this drug kind of forces that pathway. Well, the way to naturally force that pathway is to eat a high-fat, moderate protein, low carb, and then occasionally not eat, occasionally fast, and you flip on AMPK. And the point I'm getting at is when you eat that way and occasionally not eat, and you have that metabolic pathway going, it creates chemicals in the body that keep the bad genes turned off, the cancer genes turned off. So you really are in control of your health much more than we were led to believe when we thought it was just all genetics and I have no control over it. My granddad had a heart attack or cancer, and so did my dad, and so will I. And it turns out we have great control over it. And this huge epidemic of chronic disease, not just cancer, 1 out of 2 Americans will have cancer now. 100 years ago, it's like 1 out of 100. 48% of children have a chronic disease. I mean, I could go on and on. And all this has happened in the last few decades. So genes don't change that fast. This is all about the environment, the diet, and the lifestyle. So you mentioned, or maybe, Wade, you mentioned lifestyle. It's one thing to know, okay, I got to eat a little different. Of course, you got to get educated in the truth. What is the truth? Like real salt instead of table salt, and the good healthy fats instead of low fat or vegetable heart healthy fat that we don't recommend. But then, okay, I know this, but now I got to do it. How do I fit this into my life? And that's what I found to be a challenge for patients coming in from standard American world, is just carving out the time to go to the grocery store with your list and start learning where these ingredients even are, because you're not used to buying coconut oil and ghee, if you even know what ghee is, or real butter and these different ingredients. And then go learn how to cook them, because a lot of times the recipes might be not familiar to you. not your grandma's recipes. So it just takes a lot of time. And that's where a lot of people kind of fall down. They may get motivated and start this way, kind of like we all start working out at the first of the year, and then it fades by February 1st. It's just difficult when we're busy to cook. I still encourage people to do that. So like you said, start somewhere that's doable, sustainable, and just start even one meal a day at Healthy Meals to Go. So, waiter, I want to get kind of into some examples of the food there. Are we up against a break? Is it a good break time?
We could do that. We could take the break, bottom of the hour.
Well, when we come back, because I know people are already thinking, okay, well, what exactly kind of food is this, and does it really taste good, and give me some examples. So when we come back from the break, we will talk about what kind of foods are available at Healthy Meals to Go. We're here with Daniel Stanton, so y'all stick with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back into the show. Right here, You're the Cure, Dr. Ben Edwards, MD, Veritas Medical. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com, for past archived programs. You can certainly find it there, veritasmedical.com. All right, again, along the way, text line, phone line's always available. Let's go to the text line here. It says, does Daniel offer healthy cooking classes at Healthy Meals to Go? By the way, we're visiting with Daniel Stanton here of Healthy Meals to Go, recently taking over that business and dramatically, dramatically improving overall quality, making the meals a lot tastier and healthier at the same time. It's fantastic. But to the texter's point, Daniel,
we do not offer
cooking classes.
No? Not right now.
Maybe in the future?
Maybe in the future. We have considered that. We're starting to have some seminars and some things that are going to be at the location, and that is one of them that we're considering. We have Kristen Sullivan helps us, and she worked with Dr. Ben for a while, and she has helped really transform and add the flavor to our meals and put real food in it. That's the one thing we really pride ourselves on, is that you – if it doesn't have a label, it's okay, right?
Yep. Eat foods that don't require a food label.
Right.
And these are found mostly on the perimeter. They're real food. They're the veggies and the fruits and the produce and the dairy and all that stuff.
So it's real simple to do our ingredients. Broccoli, turkey. Okay.
What about all those really long words that you can't pronounce?
That's right. So our cooking, it's our meals are real simple, and we do flavor them well with real butter and real salt and keep the flavors in them. We steam our vegetables, and so they're never frozen. You can freeze our meals and bring them back to life, but when they hit our place, You know that they are within 5-7 days, they'll be good for, and they've been made within 24 hours of hitting.
So totally fresh.
Totally fresh.
That's so good. I love it.
Yeah, so you know what you're eating. We even started smoothies, because you see a lot of smoothies around, and I'm not going to name names, but you just look at them, and you look at the ingredients, and it's my gosh, I have a high sensitivity to artificial sugars. And when I ate one of those, it's bad. I can feel it in my heart and feel weird. But our smoothies are real food, real avocados, real spinach. We use real honey. You can use stevia if you want it sweetened. But we just really try to make a smoothie that when you walk in, you can feel good about eating it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
you may go in there and get a wheatgrass I don't know.
Well, we don't have wheatgrass, but we have we've got a green smoothie that has pineapple and things in it.
Oh, okay.
We haven't started juicing anything, but I think our smoothies, you can see the ingredients right there.
Yeah.
Because we're grinding up the vegetables in front of you.
Oh, that's good.
And the fruit right in front of you to stay with that real food that will help. Again, I think it goes back to, how do you create a diet that's a lifestyle? that you could make these smoothies yourself. I'll give you the recipes.
Yeah.
You can take it home and do it.
Yeah.
But we want to make it easy for you. When they started, I still like this name. It's a healthy alternative to fast food.
Yeah.
But we changed that to making healthy choices easy. And we can educate you. Chris and I do a lot of health tips on our social media stuff that can give you ideas to help yourself remain healthy or walk that path.
Right. And I just want to remind the listeners that when we use the word diet, really don't think of this as like a diet that you get on and to, you know, lose some weight or reach some goal and then you're going to get off of it. What we're really saying here is there's a way to eat that's healthy, and it's the way our ancestors ate. It's what Weston A. Price found in the 1930s, and he wrote his book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, that I always talk about so much. And he observed different people, native groups around the globe, 14 different native groups he went and lived with. So these were Eskimos down to South American Indians, down to African tribesmen, all over the world. And basically what he found was this high fat, moderate protein, low carb, and then carb cycling. So there were some carbs, but they weren't adulterated, processed, all the nutrition stripped out of it. So this ultra processed carb, mainly I'm talking white flour and sugar, that drives inflammation. It spikes blood sugar, and then you get the insulin spike to deal with that high blood sugar. So that insulin spike crashes your blood sugar back down, and that's that roller coaster Daniel was talking about at the top of the show that gives you the brain fog. Well, that happens to also be the same ingredients for the cancer cells to kick in and start growing. You're not going to trigger that AMPK metabolic pathway that we spoke about earlier. So the common denominator, whether we're talking high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, allergies, chronic sinusitis, arthritis, any itis, it's these processed, high carb, high sugar foods. They're not even foods. They're food-like substances. I just read an article the other day that most Americans eat 68% of what they eat is a processed food-like substance. And it increases their risk of cancer and other chronic diseases by, I forget the number, but substantially. So eat real food, eat real ingredients that your great-grandparents would recognize, and eat it in a manner like our ancestors did, which was more of a high-fat, moderate protein, low-carb. And when we say moderate protein, the reason we say that is if you eat too much protein, this high protein, the body will actually take some of that protein when you have excess protein and turn it into sugar. Well, that triggers that whole sugar metabolic pathway that's not beneficial for your cells. So that's why we preach and educate and try to remind people that before everyone was so sick with this chronic disease, our ancestors, they ate more of a high-fat, moderate protein. So call it a diet if you want. I kind of want to coin the frame or the phrase the new SAD diet, standard ancestral diet. So our ancestors ate lots of different things, but it was in this ratio that was more beneficial and leveled out that insulin spike, leveled out inflammation. I mean, we had another patient comment just last week. She sent an email in to say, man, what y'all preach really works. And she went on to say that, you know, just after, I think it was 2 weeks or maybe it's 4 weeks, I don't remember, but my knee pain is gone just by changing my diet to a high-fat, moderate protein, low-carb, and adding some extra minerals in because the minerals are lacking in our food. Her knee pain that she'd had since she was 17 years old and had had two knee surgeries, her knee pain was gone in a couple of weeks, and I think she's in her 40s now. So that points to this whole inflammatory cascade, and the food that goes in your mouth can either drive inflammation or reduce inflammation.
So I will, Chris and I laugh. I call it a cheat day. She says I can't say that anymore. But
carb cycling, we like
carb cycling, our forgiveness day. Okay. So I will eat some bread and sugar and have a burger or have something that I know, but I know what the results are going to be, which will be inflammation in my knuckles, my knee. I will feel that for 2 to 3 days.
Really?
Yes, and then it'll go away once I get back. Now, I thought that was just life. I thought I was going to have a knee replacement. I thought I was going to have all these things, and as I discovered another thing, which is a longer conversation, which would be fasting, in Dr. Fung's book, Complete Guide to Fasting, Intermittent Fasting. I know y'all have talked to him, and you've talked to, and I've Fat for Fuel, and Dr. McCullough has talked about a lot about intermittent fasting and fasting. That really changed my life. I got to a point where I lost about 35 pounds, and I couldn't move further. And when I started introducing the intermittent fasting after getting rid of the inflammatory things, I lost another 20 pounds.
What kind of intermittent fasting did you do? Because there's different plans out there. You got the 16-8, you got the 24-hour. I've done 72 hours before. People think that's nuts. But what?
I think you're normal.
Well, what was it? What was it? Because fasting, like, you know, it does. Different people, certain people can do certain things with that, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, right. Obviously, but which type of intermittent fasting works best for
you? I've done a 5 and 7 day water fast. When you do that, you got to work up to it like in a marathon, though.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of folks don't understand they got to work their body just like exercising. If you're going to go run a 100-yard dash, you know, mm-hmm. some people aren't going to be able to do that today. So you work up to it. And so I think you start by skipping a meal, and then you get up to that 16 to 18 hours. And then you can do a 24-hour once a week. I like to do today, Monday, a 24-hour. And then you can do and work up to a longer fast. But I think I experiment a lot more than most people because I want to see the results before I talk to other folks.
So you did a five – what's the longest you've done?
7 days.
A 7 day water fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I couldn't do it. The most I've ever done is 4 days.
Now, I'm not recommending that for anyone. Because when you're trying, what your cells, Dr. Ben, you can speak to this, your cells, they have a season that they will live for. And then after that, the new cells will be reproduced. And the only way you can cleanse your body of that is give your body a break. And so when I heard that, like, okay, I understand that. You got your soil, you lay it out for a while. You cut before you plant again. And so to regenerate your body, you need to give it a rest. And that makes sense. So how long can you give it a rest? And Dr. Fung, I love it. It's the easiest thing in the world. It doesn't cost much. And you can stop it any time because you just eat. And so it's not that complicated.
Let me jump in there. I would highly recommend, though, that once you go, if you do anything over 48 hours, that first meal back – is highly critical. I would go by and grab one of your meals.
Grab a meal.
And use that as a refeed. Yeah. Because if you don't, and you come back with some, I'm deserving, because I fell into that trap.
Cake.
I went 2 days, now I'm going to go out and eat Taco Villa.
Yeah.
Which is bad. I mean, that's not good, right? And I mean, I would sabotage myself. So I don't want to go there.
I start back with bone broth. At our store, too, we're adding local producers. We have Holy Cow Beef there. They're
very good.
Their beef. We have started with Fit Farmer with the black seed oil, mm-hmm. and everyone should experience that. And
I highly recommend it.
Yes,
well, we do at our house,
and then I do too. And it's I actually put in apple cider vinegar. So if you really squeeze some lime and a lemon in it, that's my morning start out. So I think
that's
it
awesome.
Makes everything else look good through the day. if you and then we're Juicy Lucy, we're working with her to bring in the tilapia from, I think is it Seminole?
Yeah, La Mesa down there.
Seminole Tilapia Farm, yeah.
Yeah, and her fresh produce with eggs that are as clean as you can get around here, I think. So you're going to find those local products, too, that we can help you make those choices easier. And
kind of a farm to table, healthy meals to go.
Well, I think this we're appealing to people who want to. They're either really sick or want to prevent getting sick.
Yeah.
And if they're really sick, you know, we can help make that easy of providing 3 meals a day. We have people that do that are sick folks that need to eat right, or whatever their ailment is, and they can come in and get a whole week's worth of food, and they don't have to think about it again. And
I think you said something. Maybe it's during the break. Maybe we talked about it on the air, Dr. Edwards. I'm not for sure. But there was a conversation that, well, how do you get people to change that lifestyle? Well, most people aren't willing to change until it becomes so inflammatory that they hurt. And it, like in your case, it was a knee or something, or, man, my hands don't feel right, or, you know, I have joint pain, or I'm constantly going to the chiropractor, or, you know, whatever the case may be. My case was I just stepped on the scale at one point, and I was up to 250 pounds. I didn't have any inflammatory markers. I wasn't type 2 diabetic. But I looked at that and thought to myself, actually, it was 253. I'll never forget this. And I looked at that and I said, and my wife's a health coach. She's a certified health coach. Makes it even worse. And she goes, well, you're not, if you're not going to do it, I live with one. So if I don't follow it, anyway, I started to do the fasting and eating healthy when she cooks and just eating all the good stuff that she does. And magically, 3 pounds a week started rolling off. And it was just like clockwork. And then I thought, man, this is not that hard to do. But what I'm most excited about is the fact is now that you've taken over, because I didn't know this till today, that if I really, because I have, I struggle with my idea of going out and grabbing healthy, which is whatever. I'll go to United and go through the salad bar. If I'm going to have my one meal on my 24-hour fast, maybe she's not cooking or whatever that night, whatever. Now that I know that you have that available, I'm going to go to you and grab that meal.
Yes.
For that day. And that makes a lot more sense to me. And I know I'm going to get clean stuff. And that's just wonderful. I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah, I think when you're coming off that short-term fast, it is easy to have a meal that can spike that insulin.
And
I always look and say, hey, how's this going to spike my insulin, right? And am I going to suffer the results from that? And can I keep that constant and steady? And so there's, I do it the three-meal snack. That we have something called Trail Bites, which are phenomenal. They're like five Trail Bites. They're kind of a sweet, and they have some pumpkin seeds in them and things. And then we have a turkey pepper and pepper jack cheese, bell pepper snack. Mm-hmm. And then we have some half eggs with hummus. Oh, not hummus. Oh, my gosh. But it's got the from the – I can't think of the name right now, but they got a jalapeno on it and so you eat those three together, and then we have green tea for 99 cents. So it's a big cup too. So
wow.
So you just take that
that's
in,
good.
And you just feel good. You just walk out of there going, this is awesome.
So some quick snacky type foods, and then of course the smoothies, green tea. Give some examples of some of the meals.
So, like my favorite is I won't go through the nutrition, but we have a chicken enchilada that's just phenomenal, and it meets all the requirements of. When you talk about ketogenesis, that's another longer discussion. I understand
ketogenic diet.
Yeah,
yeah.
Takes a long time for people to get there. It's not an easy fix, and people go, "I'm eating keto." I go, "No, you're just." We have keto-friendly meals. It
right.
really won't knock you out of that.
Right.
And I've explored that a lot. But we have turkey, sweet potato, and broccoli. And it's called and we have a low-carb turkey where we take the sweet potato out and add more broccoli.
Yep.
High-intensity breakfast with some eggs. And we've got meals with some collie rice in it now. So with Korean beef, which was the healthy meal stuff. So our holy cow beef. You can the chili. We have a turkey chili and a beef chili. The holy cow beef, and then we use a turkey chili. So salads,
That's
three
awesome.
Different salads that are really fresh right now. We're getting into the salad season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming out with new things too. When you come in, look at our new shelf. It's got new items that we try to bring in something every week.
And I want to remind people that when you hear these things like turkey and broccoli, but don't go back to your old thinking of bland, because if you're using real butter, real salt and spices on there, there'll actually be good flavor. And when you put that extra fat in the mix, it'll keep you full. Mm. It'll avoid that insulin spike, but also keep you full in that mental clarity that Daniel was mentioning earlier.
Well, I'm sold. I just get so frustrated trying to run around and have tried to avoid the drive-thrus and get the junk. And I'm so thankful that I know this now, that I could just pop in there, grab my meal, and go.
And if you're coming on our website, you can just order, pre-order, and it can be ready for you. So you can just choose your meals. We'll deliver over a certain amount. So we're still trying to make those things easy for you also. Where you can call in if you just want to call, too. You can call.
So can you eat it there if you want to, or is this only takeout?
No, you can eat it there. We have tables, and you can stay and eat and head out. So
what about portion size on the meals? It seems like some places really try to skimp you on portion size, so then you feel like, I need to eat two of these.
You know, the portion size are staying within – they're not great huge portion sizes that you're going to get, like two bean and chicken burritos at Taco Villa.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
sorry, Wade. Oh, yeah, I'm done. We got to wrap up the show now.
But they do. But you know, I think the portion sizes are adequate for lunch and dinner, and if you find yourself, it can also. This is a marathon, guys. It's not trying to lose 10 pounds this week.
Right.
Let's create a lifestyle here. So if you find yourself getting hungry, that's why we made the snacks in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That will keep you from spiking that insulin again.
Yeah. I want to remind people that good point, Daniel, the transition time. If you've been a carb burner, if you've been a standard American, I got to have my carbs, you start your day with a bowl of cereal and skim milk and OJ and toast, and then you've got to have a mid-morning snack, and then you've got to have – you eat a sandwich at lunch with all that bread, and then you've got to have an afternoon snack, and then your evening spaghetti, and it's just carb, carb, carb all day long. If you've been like that for years, there's a transition period that you're going to have to go through to basically retrain your body on how to burn fat for fuel and how to not need that carb. So it can be a little bit of a transition. You need to work with someone who has experienced that. And even Daniel and Kristen there could kind of walk you through a lot of that because they're well-versed in it. But
all right, so the text line says, I'm so jealous of all you Lubbockites. Do you mail to Arlington?
We don't.
Arlington,
we do not mail
Texas.
Right now. We haven't figured out how to get the fresh food through the mail system yet.
No, that's true. That'd be a little difficult.
But if you can nail this the from a business side, and it is a challenge because you're trying to deliver high quality and fresh and organic when you can, but at a price point that's still reasonable, and you're trying to bring the education. I mean, it's from a business standpoint, it can be a challenge. So if y'all can nail it and kind of get a model that's reproducible, and then someone over in Arlington, Miss Sherry, I think is probably who that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
My sister lives in Burlington.
Okay.
And she comes in, and there's certain meals that do freeze well, and so once they reach freeze state, we sell them for half price. And so I bundle a bunch up for her, and she bought over 20 of them recently and took them back home and revived them.
Okay. Yeah. How long does that last, though? I mean, like
– in the freezer?
Yeah. What would you recommend?
I have had people pulling them out after 30 days, and they're still good.
Still good? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Now, these do heat up well in the automatic food accelerator. Otherwise known as a microwave. It sounds a lot better as the automatic.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Dr. Edwards is not a big fan of the microwave.
But Kristen's got some ways that you can heat them up in the oven. But it's still that good, better, best, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah. I love to cook at home, and one of the things is to avoid the microwave cooking at home. It's like if I can do a whole meal without touching that. Success, right?
Well, that's what I'm curious about because, you know, but I am blessed that I'm really within a 5-minute drive of your location. Speaking of store hours, right. But, you know, I could probably just pop up there and do it. But if I wanted to have some in the freezer, my daughter, who just walked in, you know, they're always, oh, I'm hungry. I don't know. There's nothing to eat. And this would be a perfect time to say, no, we have a healthy meal to go in the freezer. Go get that, and they would love it.
Right.
And I would feel good as a parent that they're eating high-quality stuff without eating the junk you see in the frozen section of most grocery stores.
So Kristen created a modified our meal, our healthy mac and cheese, which is probably the kids' favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like that?
And we got to vote for that in studio.
So there's certain meals that freeze well like that come back. You got to heat them differently coming back to life. But the quality isn't going to be as good as fresh.
Well, no, of course not. But I would expect that on a frozen meal.
Yeah.
I just, look, you go to the grocery store now, and I'll throw the product name out there because I've bought it a lot, like the Amy's frozen dinners. They're all organic, and most of that stuff is not necessarily too bad. But it's, if I can get it locally, because I know you're using Holy Cow beef, you're using things here that I know very well. I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I'm good to go.
So Daniel, you've kind of let's just say you brought it to a newer and better level, the Healthy Meals to Go, over the past year. Do you have any plans on the horizon, any future things? I know y'all are doing more education. You mentioned on your social media, trying to get the word out and educating, and I love that. But do you have any visions for a second location or different menu stuff or the cooking classes or just anything that you want a teaser to put out there? Not that what you're doing is not great.
Right.
I mean, it is, but...
When you can find us, HMTOGO.com, and our next one is really delivery. As you look at the restaurant industry, I have other businesses in the restaurant industry, but delivery is becoming the key where you can get it to people. And so I think that's our next focus is how can we bring it to you? There's some opportunities in schools. I think if anyone's out there in the school industry and they want us to help them with the teachers, we can deliver once a week for all the teachers. They could put all their order in. We could help educate the teachers on that. I don't know if it'll be affordable for students, but if a teacher's want to eat well and they only have 15, 20 minutes for lunch, we could be a solution there. So that's a new one that I'm working with one individual right now of how we can implement that for schools and teachers.
That's awesome.
New items are just staying with the trends. I have a 1% better every day and make a difference, MAD. That's what we talk about every day in our business.
So. Yeah. Well, that is awesome, and I love that delivery idea. I go give talks often, and it'll oftentimes be to businesses. And so then all these employees are pretty fired up, but where do they go to eat lunch?
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a great idea I'll be able to share with them. Well, super. Daniel, thank you so much for all you're doing. It makes it so much easier when it's more convenient for people to make the right choice, make a healthier choice. So thank you for helping. I see us almost like as partners where I can help educate. And, of course, our clinics there, if people need medical services, but more educate on why you need to make these choices, then go make them, and then go find the people in the community who are lined up with what I call the truth. I mean, it is the truth. You need to eat right and eat like our ancestors ate, because those are the nutrients. That chemistry experiment that you mentioned going on in your gut, it is a chemistry experiment going on. And if you put real food in and the right ratios of these real foods, your body will take that nutrition and do what it needs to do to be healthy. So thank you for making that an option. I just want to encourage all the listeners to get out there and support Daniel and Healthy Meals to Go. You want to spend money on food. You don't want to spend money at your pharmacy. Your pharmacy should be your pantry and your kitchen and your restaurant and the place you get your food at. That is where you want to spend your money. Your food budget should be much, much more than your medical budget. Unfortunately, most people in America, that's reversed. But I pride myself when my financial advisor looks at my budget and sees that our food budget is through the roof and our medical budget is super, super tiny. And that's because our food is our medicine. So thank you, Daniel, for making it easier. And y'all need to get out there and let thy food be thy medicine. Healthy Meals to Go,
HMTOGO.
HMTOGO. Yes. .com.
And located at?
82nd Slide area. So
82nd Slide.
You can see some Mini Cooper out there that looks like a big sign. So.
And I'm sure Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Find us and...
Awesome.
You got a lot of tips and education there, too. So
good.
Fantastic. Thanks, Daniel Stanton, everybody. Of course, Dr. Ben Edwards, You're the Cure right here on AM 580. Check out the website, veritasmedical.com. I'll see you back here next Monday on the program, Doctor. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
Y'all too.
And Daniel, you as well. Thanks so much for being with us on the show today. Stick around. We got more to go right after this.